From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer, sitting in for Steve Inskeep. Today, the nation gets to see how Republicans in Congress plan to change America's energy policy. GOP members have posted a draft of their new energy bill on a Senate website. It runs hundreds of pages. If adopted by both houses and signed by the president, it would be the first new energy policy in 10 years. The measure has been hotly debated for weeks, but just by Republican members of Congress, the people who've been writing it. NPR's Christopher Joyce has been following this legislation. So before we get into the politics of this sweeping new bill, Chris, could you tell us a bit about what's in it and how it might change the way we use energy?
Well, there's a lot of tax credits in it to try to encourage more development of oil and gas, especially inside the United States in places where it hasn't been drilled before. So if these tax incentives work, there'll be more drilling in local areas. There'll be more gas from the North Slope of Alaska, where we get oil now, but we don't get the gas that's produced in the North Slope. And so a huge building project will be undertaken to bring natural gas from Alaska to the continental United States to give more people natural gas and to head off what many say is a future of higher natural gas prices. There'll be more gasohol to put into cars that run on gasohol. Right now, the ethanol that's made from corn, for the most part, from the Midwest, that rate of production will be doubled over the next 7 or 8 years. So that may put more renewable energy into cars and trucks in the country. On the electricity side, the huge grid that delivers electricity to consumers in the country didn't do so well on August 14th when we experienced that blackout. In an attempt to make the grid more reliable, the bill would include some changes in the engineering standards that people must follow to operate that grid. It would repeal a law called the Public Utilities Holding Company Act, which has kept large holding companies at arm's length from utilities. And the idea here is to encourage more investment in the grid so that more lines can be built and the grid can run more reliably.
Now, the bill is a sort of conglomeration, obviously, of many other bills from both houses of Congress. Only Republicans have been working on this legislation. How do the Democrats feel about it?
They're quite unhappy in the fact that, for example, this Utility Holding Company Act was repealed. They feel consumers are threatened by this. They're unhappy that there are no higher standards for fuel efficiency in cars, that there's a provision that holding refineries harmless from product liability cases if one of their additives called MTBE, which is a toxic carcinogen, if that's spilled, the makers now are held harmless. So they're quite unhappy about many of these provisions.
What happens now?
Well, the Democrats get 48 hours to look at this. It goes back to the conferees on Monday, and it will include Democrats. And they'll have to fight it out there. And then the Republicans are saying they want to get it on the floor of the House and the Senate next week and vote on it.
If the Democrats decide they want to prevent it from passing, can they do it?
It will be tough. Some Democrats now are saying they will fight to the end. They don't like at all what's in the bill. On the other hand, there are Democrats and moderate Republicans who like the ethanol provision. I mean, it's such a broad bill. There's always something in it for most everybody, and that makes it hard to vote the whole thing down.
NPR's Christopher Joyce, thank you very much.
Thank you.